obviously, if there's likely to be supply chain disruption, we need to take the steps we can to produce more grain domestically. And there is a real capacity to do that. We're at the start of the spring growing season, so there's a number of weeks ahead of us where it's possible to take steps to plant more. And that's something that I've been engaging with the farm organisations in terms of how we can respond to that and produce a national effort. I think it will be very doable. Obviously, it's going to take a lot of work, there's no one better than farmers to respond to a challenge like this. And obviously, each farm across the country will know that come next autumn, winter, there will be a grain requirement for feeding our livestock. So farmers themselves will want to ensure we're taking steps to ensure that there's a consistent supply and sufficient supply next autumn, winter. We are coming out of the winter season where grain demand would be higher when animals are housed. So we're thankfully in the next few weeks coming into the grass growing season, which is a plus. Also from an energy point of view, obviously it's a plus as well that this is March and not October, and that demand will be reducing over the next number of months.